needs and style, and get exceptional service for the life of your product. Dunnett Appliance and Mattress, 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza, Bangor. Dunnett has done it again. Hey, back on Downtown, time to talk some football. The Maine Black Bears getting back at it this week as they play host to Villanova Saturday up at Alphonse Stadium, Morris Field. We're joined by the head coach of the Black Bears, Nick Charlton. Good Monday to you, Coach.
You as well, Rich. How are we doing?
Doing very well, thanks. How was bye week?
It was good. We got some quality work done last week. We had three practices during the week and then gave them a couple of days off, and then had a good practice yesterday in a hailstorm, so that was good. But it was a good combination of getting some work done, you know, Villanova prep, and then also giving the guys a little bit of time.
Excellent. Big one this week. Villanova coming in with a 1-1 record like you. They'll have had a couple of weeks to prepare for this one. Let's talk about things offensively first. Your offense has been firing pretty nicely, thank you, largely because of that terrific combination of Joe Fagnano and Dre Miller, but everybody getting involved in it. The running back spot, you've had good success rotating those guys. Are you still going to keep using all four of your running backs?
Yeah, we're still looking at, you know, who's going to emerge and the rotation, things like that. And, you know, I think that's happening naturally as we go. But, you know, all four of them have skill sets. And, you know, I think you saw, obviously, some of the things that Freddie can do last week, and his workload will certainly increase. And Elijah's been solid. And, you know, Kurt and Davion bring a lot as well. So I think we just got to keep working those guys in, and again, we're trying to develop guys this spring as we go as well to see, you know, who's going to be playing for us. And I think overall it was pretty good last week, but we got to be a little bit better just in terms of our efficiency.
One of the things that's made this offense even more dangerous is the way you've been able to successfully use the tight end position so far, and Sean Bowman is off to a terrific start, and he's one of those guys that when he catches the ball, he's pretty hard to bring down.
Yeah, Sean's a very good player. You know, he's a younger guy, but he's not that young anymore. You know, I forget that sometimes. But he had a good year last year. He's played a lot this spring. You know, we've had some injuries at the tight end position, and he's really shouldered a lot of that load. You know, he's playing 60, 70 reps a game right now, and we're trying to take a little bit off his plate, but he's done a really nice job so far. And last game, you know, he caught some passes, had touchdowns, so. Definitely happy with his production. He's done a really nice job.
As you face Villanova, you know what they like to do. Well, it seems to be what everybody wants to do here this spring, and that's run the ball. They've got a terrific running back in Justin Covington and a quarterback in Daniel Smith who likes to run as well. What do you need to do to be able to shut that down Saturday?
Yeah, they're certainly very talented, and they're very good up front, and those two players in particular are obviously outstanding players, so. You know, we got to play fundamental defense. We got to tackle. We got to cover and communicate. And I think last week I was very impressed with the back end, especially with, you know, a number of new faces back there, and did a nice job against Stony Brook. And, you know, we're definitely facing a difficult opponent, but we have to do the fundamental things really, really well. Like I said, we got to tackle. We got to cover. And anytime you're playing a really good quarterback like that who can run, you know, it's staying in your lanes and also staying in coverage because he can create after the play. So, we just got to play solid main defense, you know, play like the Black Hole, and I have really high expectations. Obviously, it's a great opponent, but it's a good challenge for us.
We're talking with Coach Nick Charlton here on Downtown. Special teams have really been coming along nicely. We've been very impressed, particularly with the punt coverage the last couple of games and the work that David Gelba's done.
Yeah, David had a really strong game last game. It's probably the best game he's had in his career. You know, he pinned three punts inside the 20, a couple inside the 10. Just had a nice day overall. So pleased with his progress, and then definitely the coverage aspect of it is coming along. I think we're improving, you know, in special teams. I do in all four phases, and then, of course, with field goal and field goal block. So I think it's a process, but, again, we're getting better every week, and I think we just got to keep working at it because, you know, we're going to play some really, really good opponents down the stretch here, and obviously Villanova is very talented, so we got to be sound, and it starts with teams with us. You know, special teams is critical to our success, so we just got to keep building on it. That's what we're trying to do.
And you're in a situation here with three games left to go in this spring season where you very much control your destiny. You win, and it's going to be tough for people to not give you an opportunity to continue the season.
Yeah, it's a real trap question there. we got a big opponent here this weekend, and you know, we control what we can control, and you know, I think our guys have done a good job handling the circumstances, rallying after the first game, and you know, I think we're definitely going to need a great week of practice here preparing for them, and you know, go out on Saturday and compete. So I feel good about it, and you know, the guys are excited to get back out on the field because you know, it's been a week now, but certainly there's a lot of good things in front of us.
Sunny and 49 degrees the forecast for Saturday. We'll take that.
It's like too warm, you know, it's like tropical. So it's supposed to be nice.
Or maybe we can get a little snow to come in the second half once you have a lead.
That's right, yes. And then we just run it out, you know. But the forecast is actually pretty nice. It's been pretty good up here recently. Minus yesterday, naturally, when we timed it up perfectly for the hail. But Saturday is supposed to be nice, which will be good.
All right, we're looking forward to it. Saturday at noon, the Black Bears and the Villanova Wildcats. Nick, we appreciate it. As always, have a good week of practice, and we'll wave at you from up in the booth on Saturday.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Rich.
Thanks, Nick. Nick Charlton talking Black Bear football every Monday on Downtown. Black Bear Reports brought to you by ClearPoint Capital, the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears. Give Mike a call, Mike Toole, that is, at 307-7718.